The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're having fun today. In the episode, we're talking about worst first dates. And it's good. It's good stuff. In fact, I have to throw my husband, DJ Automatic, under the bus. When you listen, you're going to laugh.
I mean, it was my bad. Yeah. You know, sometimes we make bad judgment calls, and that was a bad judgment call.
It was really bad, but I know all of us have crazy horror first date stories. Yeah.
Sometimes
right?
Women just want to go on dates with you to make other men jealous, and then you don't find out.
Anthony's first date. Let's just listen to today's episode. It's crazy. You know how big that movie Elvis is, right? Well, you know how big Elvis is. I did an interview with the director, Baz Luhrmann, and I'm under attack on Facebook right now.
You're under attack. I'm under attack.
Welcome to Wednesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Baz Luhrmann is one of the most accomplished and awarded directors in Hollywood, right? I mean, he did Lady Marmalade. I mean, he's known for a lot of great projects, but this one right here, it's great. It really is a good film. Now, of course, when I sat down with Baz Luhrmann, I'm going to ask questions that everybody wants to know. What happens when you do an interview sometimes is people will end up kissing the butt of the person they're interviewing. That's not really an interview. That's a kiss butt session.
Okay.
And I'm not into that. You know, I want to have a conversation with people.
And on the
people.
Flip side of that, sometimes people fire from the hips and mess the whole interview up.
Yeah, they do.
That can
they
happen,
do.
Too.
Trying to cause controversy.
Well, I asked Baz Luhrmann why he left out the fact that Elvis started dating Priscilla Presley when he was 24 and she was 14. But the way I did it, he answered me.
I thought it was a great answer.
It was a great answer. And the way I approached the question, I got a call from one of the best people at CBS to tell me how great. They're like, oh my God, the way you did that, he felt comfortable.
And all you did was point out that she was 14 and he was 24, and now Dana is under attack. All I did was say she was 14, and now I'm getting like dissertations from women.
Elvis got fans.
Why it was okay that she was 14.
I mean, there's a little bit of fun sucking going on right there, dude.
There was no fun sucking.
Come on, dude.
I have a 15-year-old daughter. I could not imagine setting her off at 14 to be married.
Whoa.
Well, they didn't get married. They were just messing around.
Well, to go do anything with any kind of international superstar. Sorry.
Yeah. It's not good. And people are like, it is a different time. We know it was a different time. It still doesn't make it okay. Some people's grandmothers.
She was still 14.
And great-grandmothers married their grandfathers and they were young. That's, and I get it.
But
we value women more now. But if you're going to make a biopic, you should put all of it in there. How are you going to conveniently leave that part out? That's what happened.
To whoever wants to tell their own story, though, right? Like, you gotta, if you're making the movie, you gotta tell the story how you want to tell the story. I'm just thinking about the person who was going on right after you, ready to ask a question about Achy Breaky Heart, and Dana comes and does
racist.
But I love it, though. That's beautiful, dude.
I was last.
Oh, there it is.
They made me go last every single time.
They're like, oh, here comes the bad question.
Yeah. Go watch the interview now at Dana Cortez on Instagram and Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. It's good stuff. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Chicken Fingers Day. Come on, dude. Come on.
You're serious about those chicken fingers,
hell
aren't you?
Hell yeah, dog.
Let's be real.
Chicken fingers for dinner last
every
night.
Every single one of us will eat a chicken finger if they have no
sauce. Oh, I love chicken
ranch.
Fingers.
And spicy Whataburger ketchup with chicken
we
fingers.
We also have take your house plant for a walk day. That's a thing. That might be the most Gen Z thing ever.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. I have a house plant that I've had now for about 10 years, and it's almost a house tree.
Oh.
Otto could never walk with that thing. It weighs like 100 pounds.
We got National Creme Brulee Day, but we'll wrap it up on National Scotch Day.
Scotch.
What's the difference between scotch and whiskey?
An alcoholic.
No, automatic.
I'm sorry. If you drink scotch, there's a good chance you drink a little too much.
Scotch whiskey is made in Scotland.
Okay.
There you go. All right. And a lot of fun seeing people drink scotch.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're talking about worst date experiences, and imagine it going viral, because that's what happened to this man. He's on a first date with a woman he really likes, and she really likes him too. And then he tells her, I forgot something in my car. Okay, I'm trying to paint the picture because we can only play the audio here on the radio.
You're talking like viral, like as in like the internet, like social media.
Oh, everywhere. TikTok, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram and Facebook. Man's conquering all social media platforms. So he says, I forgot something in my car. He goes outside and she captures this moment on her Ring app.
Oh my God, Lord, have mercy. That little spit at the end. Some came out there, buddy.
You better check his shorts.
How embarrassing.
You'd be surprised how much that happens.
Well, why did he have to do it right there on the front door?
Yeah, what he should have done is gone to the bathroom and hit the fan and turn on the...
You couldn't hide that with a fan.
you're right. But Anthony said this off the air. He should have gone all the way to the car.
Yeah, go. Oh, dude, trust me. There's one thing I know how to do. It's crop dust. You gotta go all the way to your car, pop your trunk, act like you're looking for something in the trunk, and then walk back around. And that's when you let him fly when you're walking back to the door.
Okay, so did she give him a second chance? And did he give her a second chance? Because she uploaded that.
She should have gave him some toilet paper.
Before I tell you if this couple got a second date, I wanted us to discuss.
Should have given him new underwear.
Worst dates. What's the worst date you've ever been on, Anthony?
I've never had a flatulent situation like this. But the worst date experience I had was, all right, I got to tell you guys, I was friends with my friend Mike. We were friends growing up, and then we kind of fell apart when we got into early college, right? Flash forward to this date I go on with this girl, Maria. And next thing you know, me and Maria hit it off. Boom, happy hour's fun. I take her to this barbecue. Run into Mike, they used to date for 2 years.
Oh, that's not dating. That's a relationship.
I show up to the party with the girl that was already tagged by the homies.
She knew you were going to that.
She 100% knew everything.
Man, she was
trying
to make him
jealous. I look like the homie hopper, dog.
Automatic. What about you before you met me?
So I'm a DJ. I didn't go on a lot of dates before I was with Dana because I didn't have to. I just take girls home. But one time I actually went on a date.
Is Pauly D?
I got better hair.
You're dumb.
Okay, so one time I actually decided to take this girl who was a stripper out. And we went out with a group of friends. I found out the hard way, I can't party with strippers. You know why? Because I don't do that.
Was it snowing? It was snowing.
Okay, but beyond that, dude, nobody should be able to party with strippers, where's this going? I already know where this is going.
This ended up in a bush outside of her apartment where they were screaming, "Otto, where you at?" And I was literally hiding in the bush because I couldn't take anymore. I slept there till morning.
Dude, see, I want to be surprised, but that's a normal stripper story for me, dude. Last time I hung out with strippers, 5 days, $3,500 later, they stole us for two cars.
No! So the worst date I ever went on with my husband, DJ Automatic, was when I introduced him to my daughter, Stasia, and he said, "Let's go to a movie."
Oh.
And we pulled up to a movie that he thought was supposed to be funny. It was a comedian. Right out the gate, there's all this crazy nakedness and cursing and all kinds. We were there for 30 seconds and he looked at me and said, "Let's go."
Oh.
I took her to see Borat.
Dude.
No!
Nice.
No,
nice.
Absolutely not.
Well, I had seen Ali G on HBO and I was like, "Oh, this dude's hilarious. Let's go watch this movie."
It took me 2 years to allow him to meet my daughter. After that, I was second guessing. What am I doing? Share your worst date stories with us right now. And for those of you wondering, yes, she gave this man a second chance. They're together. And he thought it was hilarious.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Men, what you drive determines how sexy women think you are. According to a new study by Cars.com, I can't wait to share it with you. What did you drive or what are you driving right now? This is in case you missed it. Three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic.
In case you missed it, the parents of children who died last year while trying the blackout challenge on TikTok are suing the social media platform. There's a family that's from Wisconsin of a 9-year-old girl and another family that from Texas of an 8-year-old girl that both died while doing the blackout challenge. Their complaints contend that TikTok's algorithm continually made blackout challenges videos appear for these young girls, and that's why they wanted to try it.
You know, when DJ Automatic said that to me, our daughter is 15 now. She just turned 15, and she is on these social media apps. And I have a conversation with her almost every day about social media, about what she's watching. I feel like I have to. Sometimes parents think it's just cute TikTok dances, but these algorithms that are forced upon these young people's timelines can be dangerous. Personally, in my opinion, 9 is a bit young to have a TikTok account. I mean, that's up to you, but if they do,
that's one of the things that they're suing for, because they say that you're supposed to be 13 to use it and they let a 9-year-old get on there. There's another TikTok challenge going around right now because it's been so hot, where people are putting ice on their fans. And it works at first, but guess what? The ice melts.
And
guess
what happens after? You get electrocuted and start a fire.
Oh, you're talking like on the actual fan.
Use your common sense, people.
Man, I bought this stick thing from Home Depot. That's like a little bucket with a fan on top of it.
But that was made for that.
Yeah, dude. I'm just going to highlight that great invention
real quick. Please, parents, if you learn anything from this, in case you missed it, segment, monitor your children's social media.
Oh, yes. All right. In case you missed it, and if you're out at the beach, be wary. Shark attacks are up. But as a person here who's ready to represent sharks of all breeds around the world, all right, I'm here to tell you that there are three more things more likely to kill you than sharks. So don't come down on sharks, all right? Number one, a biking accident. Be careful out there, Biden.
Come on, man.
Number two, lightning strikes. And number three, inanimate objects. Did I say that right?
Yeah, inanimate objects.
Just falling out of the air?
Or just walking into them. However, dude, watch
out. You fall all the time, and yeah. There's nothing around.
So I'm more likely to die like that than be killed by a shark.
That is right, dude. So stop talking bad about sharks, everybody. My PR firm, bitch.
Is it Shark Awareness
Week? Yeah, it is.
Shark Week here on the Dana Cortez Show. All right, in case you missed it, Cars.com did a study on which cars men drive that make them sexy, according to women. Coming in last, a mail truck. Oh, that made me feel so sad.
The mailmen get no love?
Yeah, they get no love. What's wrong with you, mailmen? What?
They got a good job and with benefits.
Well, and retirement, healthcare.
Women are shallow. That's what we're going to learn
obviously,
right here. That's what we're going to learn right here.
Then there's the minivan, because no one likes to see a man
in a minivan.
Where
are you going to put all your kids?
I'll say, a minivan with no family. Some things are going on in your life, bro. You got some things that are going on.
Run! Run! The UPS truck. Okay, you know what's on the rise? Hybrid and electric cars were last 2 years ago. Now they're cracking the top five. Sedans, which is the four-door family car. 9% of women think that's sexy. The SUV, 16% of women find that sexy. Sports car, 27%. And any kind of truck. 32% women like the men in the trucks.
There's no trucks in this room.
No, not at all. You got an SUV, huh?
I used to have a truck, but then I lost it to a flood.
To a tornado.
Flood of is this right now.
I'm putting this up right now. Do you find this study to be accurate? At Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to a recent study, tequila makes your bones strong.
What the fuck?
That's not me. This is in Science Daily. Now, this study was conducted by the Center for Research and Advanced Studies in Mexico. Found that mice that ingested agave fructans produced 50% more osteocalcin, which is a protein that signifies new bone production, than mice that did not. The leader of the study, Dr. Mercedes Lopez, said the consumption of fructans contained in the agave, which is in tequila, promoted the formation of new bone even with the presence of osteoporosis.
Ooh. Way more fun than milk, right?
I had no idea that tequila had health benefits because when I drank it for the first time, I wanted to throw up.
Ugh, yeah, I'm not the biggest tequila person, but I'm just really picturing all these little mice with like little Casa Amiga bottles and stuff like that having fun.
Baby shot glasses. Tequila.
Well, from tequila to robots. Okay, a chess playing robot sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Until it breaks your freaking finger.
What?
That's what happened to a 7-year-old Russian boy. Tournament officials say that the boy made a move too fast. The robot got confused, latched onto his finger, and broke it.
Oh, my God.
The adults in the room had to intervene, actually taking the robot off of the little boy. The little boy is okay, though. He did come back the next day with a cast, and he beat the robot.
After a shot of tequila.
Strengthen his finger bone.
All right. Oh, well, sometimes you just want to sleep in your own bed, and that's what Dexter wanted to do. Dexter is a dog who was left at the doggy hotel while his parents were on vacation.
Oh.
But Dexter said, nope, not today. Dexter jumped over a 6-foot fence and ran 2 miles back home where he greeted his parents on the Ring camera. Sometimes you just want to get home, dog.
Sounds like me.
Hold on, though. So they're on vacation.
Yes.
And they look at their app, and Dexter's like looking right in the...
He's like, let me in. I'm trying to go sleep in my own bed.
Wagging his own tail, dog. He said, I don't
need
them.
Did they get him back to the hotel?
Yes. Neighbors corralled him and got him back over there, too. And if I was a pet parents, I'd have asked for a refund.
And the dog asked for his favorite song, too.
What was that?
All right, that's your WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you like spicy food, you're going to love today's food news. And I like mine extra hot. So stand by for it. It's Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. Halfway to the weekend, we're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Need a job? How about visiting beaches? You get paid to visit beaches and stay in hotels.
Where?
Hotels.com is looking for someone to visit Retro Beach Motels. You will travel to the 10 best. They're going to pay you $15,000. They feed you and you hang out for 3 days at every hotel. And all you got to do to apply is go to Hotels.com and that's it. I can't even
I'm already on the app right now.
Are you? I was like, what are you doing over there on your computer? This is obviously a stunt for them. But you use Hotels.com, and why not make a little money visiting some beaches, man?
I mean, that's a good little marketing plan, too, especially in the world of, like, you know, you have, like, travel influencers and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
my
they make
gosh.
Great content, bro.
All you have to do is fill out an online questionnaire. You could be on the beach by next week.
Man, I was recently at the beach in San Diego, and people don't tell you how hard it is to park at the beach.
Oh,
it's hard to find a parking space at the beach, dude.
I've spent more time in line trying to get to the beach than I've actually been on the beach.
All right, and then finally in food news, Panera is cranking up the heat. They're teaming up with Yellow Bird Hot Sauce to offer a new ludicrous mode. It's so hot, this sauce is called ludicrous. So beginning today at select locations, they're adding Yellow Bird Habanero hot sauce to any entree on the menu. Now, according to those who've eaten this, because I've never had this Yellow Bird, it's got 5 out of 5 stars on Amazon, but it is hot, hot.
I just want to know if Ludacris is going to be the endorser of this.
No. You know, that's a we should call Panera. Let's give them a call right now. If it ain't really hot in my house, nobody will eat it. Damn. When I make enchiladas, when I make chile or salsa, what most people call it, they complain to me. This isn't
I'm most
even
people.
Hot. Yeah. You and Ava Maddox. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, we will start with National Scotch Day. Scotch, scotch, scotch.
Scotch is whiskey made in Scotland.
And we also have National Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day. Okay. That's a thing.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. Actually, I do know a lot of plant dads, though. So
I'm a plant dad, and I am very proud of my plant. My plant is almost a tree.
Automatic has a plant app on his phone.
Oh, my God.
That identifies trees and plants, I swear.
And we'll keep the chicken talk going. It's National Chicken Fingers Day.
Yogurt. Oh, my gosh, chicken fingers.
Who doesn't love a good chicken finger?
Everybody
you know
does.
What? Let me tell you, there is one thing about chicken fingers I do not like. If it's too heavily breaded, not for me.
Ooh. It usually means it's like a cheap chicken finger, right? It's got to be lightly breaded, and the sauce. I like white gravy on mine.
Ooh, I like hot sauce on mine.
You guys are like fast food connoisseurs.
I'm a chicken finger connoisseur.
Chicken fingers.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were giving out first date horror stories, where DJ Automatic told us about the time he went on a date with his stripper. And in that conversation, we started kind of talking, not saying down about strippers, but we weren't speaking on strippers in the best light. So what I want to do right now is give you 3 reasons why it's great to be friends with a stripper. Cool. I'll talk to you to 2 dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And DJ Automatic, did you ever go on a second date with that stripper?
No, I mean, I passed out in the bush. I could hang with the strippers. I can't party like that.
You can't hang with the strippers. Remember that, guys. If you're thinking about going on a date with a stripper, you can't hang with the stripper, no matter what.
I mean,
dude,
I was a professional partier at the time, and I couldn't party with them.
Not at all. But on the flip side of that, it is great to have stripper friends, all right? Yep. And when it comes, man or women, gender fluid when it comes to my stripper friends.
Okay.
They're cool, all the way above. And remember that one funny skit I had where I had that girl yell at me in the club a couple years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
My stripper friend, she was the one came through and wanted to do it.
Oh, I forgot about it. And it went viral, yeah.
It went viral, dude. Other friends flaked out on me. Comedian friends flaked out on me, not my stripper friend. One thing you learn about hanging out with your stripper friends is they don't judge you at all. That's a great reason why to hang out with them.
How could they?
Mm-mm. Huh. Number 2 reason why hanging out and being friends with a stripper is great is when you're with them, they never talk about work.
Nobody wants to hear about it. Yeah.
But how many of your friendships are based around people just talking about their job?
I would actually want to hear about their work, though.
And the best thing about being friends with a stripper is they teach you not to care about what people think.
Oh. Ooh. That's deeper than just what you said.
Not deeper than her bag of money, though. How YOLO. I love it because strippers always have cash on them.
And they pay for everything.
Or the drug dealers do. Let us know. Why are you friends with strippers? Or are you not and you're just not fun? If you missed the first date horror stories, it's available on the Dana Cortez Show podcast, which is up on all digital streaming platforms. Have a great day. And we love you. Two Dudes, One Studios, brought to you by Lowe's Hardware.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm scared of robots. I'm scared of AI. In fact, I shared a 1959 study, I think, that had been done by the BBC of children being asked about the 2000s with DJ Automatic. I shared a video. Those kids were spot on.
Oh, well, let me tell you who was scared. The kid that got his finger broken. That's who was scared.
Oh, yeah,
we're
dude.
Talking about, imagine being like, you're playing this robot, cracks your finger. Ouch!
Well, because you made a move too fast. It's like, no cheating
that's
with
stupid.
Me.
That's stupid. That's a stupid robot.
That robot ended up winning, right?
No, he came back.
It's a comeback.
With a broken finger.
Yo, that's a movie. We need to make that into a movie.
To hell with you, Bobby Fischer. But, whatever this kid's name is going to be the next big chess story.
Yeah, dude, the Terminator.
He beat the robot.
That's a new Terminator movie right there. But we got to make this kid American, though, because, you know.
Speaking of Terminator, though, you told me about the dogs.
Oh, yeah. Automatic. Yes. I guess I'll post it on my Instagram, at AnthonyA400. Everyone that's seen those dog robots that can like run and jump and stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody out there put a automatic weapon on them, so now they have those as things. So
they're using
the dogs
them
with guns
at police in different
robot
police.
Dogs.
Robot
with guns.
Dogs with guns. There you go.
Yeah, that sounds like a cartoon.
No, it's real though. Otto, we just saw this on 60 Minutes. Well, the robot dogs. So this robot manufacturing company is now owned by a car company. They just bought them, a foreign car company, and they're selling them to police, I guess, forces, police districts throughout the country. That's why they're putting the guns on him.
Oh, my God. Well, good thing we have this chess player to save the world. So, shout out to him. I
He's
feel
our
safe.
Only hope.
Yeah, I feel safe now. I'm good. We're okay, guys.
All right, here's more of the podcast.